Microbes have been found at the bottom of the ocean. They've been found living deep in the ice of Antarctica and in the boiling waters around geysers. Now, researchers have discovered that bacteria can survive trapped in ice under pressures 16,000 times greater than we experience at the surface of the Earth. This opens up new possibilities in the search for life on Earth and elsewhere in our solar system. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
This is a story about a biologist, a geochemist, and a curious little machine called a diamond anvil cell. Anurag Sharma at the Carnegie Institution of Washington picks up one of these handy devices, takes an Allen wrench to its screws, and explains that he's actually squeezing together two flattened diamonds inside. With this simple twist of the wrist, Sharma can achieve pressures you'd find dozens of miles beneath the surface of the Earth.
Every scientist who has ever worked with diamonds, they always had an urge to squash some living things to see how things happen, but nobody had actually figured out the exact correct system and what to look for.
Sharma teamed up with biologist James Scott to tackle this problem. Scott wanted to see what would happen to bacteria exposed to the moderately high pressures found in the depths of frozen methane that lie beneath the sea. But Sharma was a bit more exuberant.
Me being an experimental geochemist, I squashed it to very high pressures, and to our surprise, things were still happening.
This enormous pressure didn't kill the bacteria. In fact, James Scott says their metabolism kept on going.
If you can show metabolic activity, then you're showing something really important. I mean, you're showing that they're still making energy and using energy. I think that's really important at these high pressures.
These pressures, Scott realized, would be like being at the bottom of an ocean almost 200 miles deep, if such a thing even existed, or like being buried in rock 30 miles beneath the surface of the Earth.
I don't think many people think about those as being habitats for microbes. Maybe they will now, but before they didn't.
Scott and Sharma reported their discovery in the latest issue of the journal Science. Their biggest challenge lies ahead, and that is to explain exactly how the bacteria are managing to survive under these incredible pressures. Fortunately, those experiments aren't too hard to do. Sharma puts a diamond anvil containing a drop of water under a microscope. You can see right through the diamond into the middle of the cell.
So now if you actually see in, you already have started forming some crystals. Tiny, tiny crystals all over.
Those are crystals of ice created by high pressure instead of low temperature.
It's very difficult to actually visualize any life existing beyond ice formation because then everything in perception is completely solid.
But Sharma and Scott were startled to discover when they put some nutrients and bacteria into a diamond anvil, those organic components stayed in cracks between the crystals of ice and formed small pockets of liquid.
And that becomes a very, very critical thing for survival of our microbes, because then it gives them a nice swimming pool, basically, right, of organic rich material, so they don't really have to work hard to actually get food.
So there, in what would appear to be solid ice, bacteria have somehow managed to create a niche for themselves. This is admittedly an artificial environment, but James Scott says consider the possibilities.
My primary hope is that it raises the imagination of microbiologists to look in places where chemists and physicists have told them not to look.
Scott says, among other things, biologists searching for life should search not only in liquid water, but in ice as well, in places like the icy moons of Jupiter. Doug Bartlett, a microbiologist at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, says the research opens up whole new vistas in the search for life on Earth and elsewhere in the solar system.
I thought that it was fascinating but weird that they found evidence of microbial activity at pressures tenfold greater than that previously reported.
But Bartlett says showing metabolic activity isn't enough. It may be difficult or impossible for these microbes to reproduce in this environment, and if that's true, life couldn't really get a foothold under these extremes. Scott and Sharma agree that their discovery has raised a lot more questions than it has answered. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.